2019年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
ナンバーワン。
Excuse me, I think I've been given the wrong seat.
Let me see. Well, your ticket says 33A.
But this is a window seat. When I checked in, I asked for an aisle seat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'll check with some of the other passengers to see if someone will change seats with you.
Question.Where is this conversation taking place? Number 2.
Isabel, have you thought about joining the swim team next fall?
Not really. Why do you ask?
Well, I'm the captain, and I'm looking for new members.
I'd like to help you out, John, but I don't even know how to swim.
Question. Why does John want Isabel to join the swim team? Number 3.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to Powder Mountain Ski Resort.
Hello. I'd like a one-day ski pass for the mountain today.
Okay, sir. I have to warn you, though. It's nice and sunny now.But we're expecting a storm early this afternoon. We may have to stop the ski lifts because of the wind. It might be better to get a half-day pass.
Maybe you're right. I'll take a half-day pass then.
Question. Why does the man decide to get a half-day pass? Number 4.
Hi, George. Did you hear that the company hired a new employee today?
Yeah, I did. He's going to be joining our sales team. He starts next Monday.
That's good, because our team could use the extra help. You know, why don't we take him out for lunch next week?
That sounds like a great idea. That would be a nice way to welcome him to the company.
Question. What do the man and woman agree to do?Number 5.
Look at that bird, honey, over there in that big tree.
I see it. Oh, wow, that's a silver eagle. It's a very, very rare bird. I've never seen one, except for in books. I read that they've disappeared from most areas.
Well, it's a very pretty bird. Quick, take a picture.
Okay, let's hope it doesn't fly away.
Question.What does the man say about the bird? Number 6.
How was your Spanish exam, Bart?
It went pretty well. I'm going out to celebrate with my classmates.
Lucky you! I'm a bit nervous about my Italian exam tomorrow morning, so I'm planning to study tonight.
I hope you do well, Julie. Good luck!
Question. What will Julie do tonight? Number 7.
I hate going to the mall on Saturdays. There are never any parking spots. We should have stayed home and watched the football game.
Relax, honey. Keep driving around and we'll find a place to park. Look, a car's pulling out just ahead of us.
Finally. I thought we'd have to drive around looking all morning.
See? I told you we'd find a spot. You just need to be more patient.
Question. What was the couple trying to find? Number 8.
I really like this painting. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Of course. The artist painted it while he was living in France in the 1920s.
Do you know where I can see other works by the same artist?
Actually, we're going to have a special exhibition of his paintings at the gallery next month.
Question. What does the man say about the painting? Number 9.
This is Mountain Sports. May I help you?
Yes. Do you sell ski suits?
Yes, we have a large choice of men's and women's ski wear. And right now, we're having a big sale on all equipment and clothing for winter sports.
Oh, that's great. My wife needs a new jacket, too. We'll come by later today.
Question. What will the man probably do later today? Number 10.
Excuse me, I need to get to a coffee shop called Fresh Roast.
Oh, yes, it's above the flower shop over there.
Right. Someone else told me that it was there, but I didn't see any stairs anywhere.
Yeah, they're not easy to find. Let me show you.
Question. Why couldn't the man get to the coffee shop? Number 11.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. It's me. Did you make me a sandwich to bring to school? I don't see it in my bag.
Yeah, I put it in your backpack, the one you take to the gym.
But I didn't bring my backpack to school today.
Oh, no. I thought you said you were going to the gym after school today. Sorry. I must have misunderstood you.
Question. What is the boy's problem? Number 12.
Donald, I'm having a party this weekend at my house. Do you want to come over?
Sure, that sounds like fun. Should I bring any food?
No, my husband is a chef at a restaurant downtown. So he'll do all the cooking. You can bring some drinks if you'd like.
Great. I'll bring a couple of bottles of wine. I'm really looking forward to trying your husband's cooking.
Question. What does the woman say about her husband? Number 13.
Allison, can you go to the store for me? I need some tomatoes.
Sure, Dad. I'll go when this TV show's over.
Could you go now, please? I want to start making dinner soon.
All right. Let me just start the video recorder to tape the end of the show.
Question. What will Allison do next? Number 14.
What do you think about Ms. Lopez, the new Spanish teacher?
She seems really strict, and she gives a lot of homework. But I think she's going to help us improve our Spanish.
Yeah, I almost didn't pass the first test. I'm going to have to study harder.
Me too. She expects a lot from us. I guess it will help when we go to Spain next year, though.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Ms. Lopez? Number 15.
Do you have any plans for the summer vacation, Brad?
Not really. I'll probably just spend the summer with my family. What about you, Kathy?
I'm going to Germany to visit a friend. She's studying there for a year.
Really? That sounds like fun.
Question. What will Kathy do during the summer vacation?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では、始めます。
The starfish flower is a plant that produces big flowers that are shaped like stars. Starfish flowers require little care and grow well in people's homes. However, when the plants bloom, some people put them outside because of their smell. Even though their flowers look pretty, they tend to produce a bad smell.
Question. What is one thing we learn about starfish flowers?Number 17.
When Samantha was young, her family moved many times because of her father's job. By the time she finished high school, she had lived in 7 different cities. Samantha had not liked having to make new friends. When she started college last year, however, she found that she could make friends easily.She realized that this was because she had moved a lot when she was younger.
Question. Why does Samantha think she was able to make friends easily in college? Number 18.
Vicky lives in Los Angeles. In her spare time, she looks for free things to do in the city.She goes to places that do not require money, like museums, parks, and beaches. In the evenings, she writes in her blog about the places she visits. Recently, her blog has become popular with tourists who want to save money.
Question. What does Vicky write about in her blog? Number 19.
Thank you for coming to my retirement party. I've been a writer here at Fun Sports Magazine for 35 years. I'm sad to say goodbye, but I'm also happy to have some time to travel. For my first trip, I'll visit my daughter in France. She's a chef, and I'm excited to eat at her restaurant. Then I'm planning to take a cruise that will stop at various countries in Asia.
Question. What will the speaker do after he retires? Number 20.
There is a soup called Italian wedding soup that is made with green vegetables and meat. The soup sometimes has pasta in it, too. Many people think this soup is served at Italian weddings.But the name actually refers to the marriage of the ingredients in the soup. Vegetables and meat taste good when cooked together, so they make a good couple.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Italian wedding soup? Number 21.
Last year, Satoko studied abroad in Australia. She loves badminton, but her college in Australia did not have a badminton club. She decided to start her own club, and many students became members. The club even had a game against another school. Satoko is back in Japan now, but she has heard that her school in Australia will continue the badminton club.
Question. What did Satoko do last year? Number 22.
Joseph is a first-year college student. He takes notes in his classes, but one of his professors speaks very fast. He has to write his notes quickly, and sometimes he has trouble reading his own handwriting later. Next week, he will start taking his laptop computer to class and use it to take notes. That way, he will be able to read his notes more easily when he studies for tests.
Question: What is Joseph's problem? Number 23.
Superman is a popular American superhero, but some people argue that he is a Canadian superhero too. The Superman character was created by two people, an artist and a writer. Both of them were living in the United States when they created Superman, but the artist who drew him was born in Canada. That is why some people consider Superman to be a Canadian superhero.
Question: Why do some people think Superman is a Canadian superhero? Number 24.
Randy and Miranda got married last year, and they want to buy a house. Their salaries are high, but they have a lot of trouble saving money. They often waste money on things they do not need, such as weekend ski trips and dinners at expensive restaurants. In order to save money, they have decided to reduce how much they spend each month.
Question: What is Randy and Miranda's problem? Number 25.
Norio is studying American history at a college in Osaka. As part of his program, he needs to spend 1 year studying in the United States. He has decided to go to a college in Boston because there are many libraries and museums where he can do research. During his year abroad, he also wants to visit famous historical places around Boston.
Question: Why did Norio choose to study in Boston? Number 26.
Attention shoppers! Today is the last day of our Smart Shopper Club campaign. Memberships usually cost $20, but right now they're free. By becoming a member, you can receive a 5% discount on any purchase in our store. Just show your membership card to the cashier when you purchase your items. Don't miss this chance to save.
Question: How can shoppers receive a discount at the store? Number 27.
Trevor is from Australia, but he has been living in Japan for the past 10 years. Every Mother's Day, Trevor calls his mother in Sydney. But this year, he decided to do something extra. He ordered flowers on an Australian website and asked for them to be delivered on Mother's Day. On the morning of Mother's Day, Trevor's mother received the flowers and was very happy.
Question: What did Trevor do for Mother's Day this year? Number 28.
Mystery novels have been a popular form of entertainment for readers for over 100 years. However, old mystery novels have also become very useful for people who are studying history. This is because many mystery novels describe small details, such as the way people dress or what they eat. In fact, these books often teach us more about how people lived in the past than old newspapers do.
Question: What is one thing we learn about old mystery novels? Number 29.
Sarah is a professional photographer. During the week, she takes pictures of families and children at a photo studio. On Saturdays and Sundays, she is usually busy taking photos at weddings. Next weekend, however, Sarah will take a vacation. She is planning to travel to the mountains and take photos of the beautiful scenery.
Question: What will Sarah do next weekend? Number 30.
Attention passengers, we will soon begin our lunch service. Please return your seats to their original positions and remove any devices on the table. There is a menu in the seat pocket in front of you. Today, there is a choice between beef or grilled salmon, and we will serve ice cream for dessert. Thank you.
Question: What is one thing that passengers are asked to do?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。